Well, it's going great, Andrew. Perfect timing as I just had my guest sit down for this next interview. Cave on Campus being brought to you today by SMCSI in Hudson, Leo's Pallets, and Bork's Body Shop. Also, Lunaway Community Mental Health, Suburban Chevrolet of Clinton, SLI Custom Signs and Apparel, bringing you this broadcast this morning. I'm joined by Cannon Mary, Easton Strodman, and Brandon Akers for the Hudson Tiger football team. Two of them have to hit the road here in a second, so we're going to start right across from me with Easton, and here's your weapon. There's a microphone. Could you talk about, you know, just the season that your team's had so far?
So far, I think it's going pretty good. We kind of had a bumpy start against Constantine, but finished well with that game. The rest of the games have gone pretty good. But overall, I'm just proud of the guys and everything they've done so far. Like, we put in a lot of work this summer, so it's kind of nice to see it pay off again.
When I was talking to your coach a little bit ago, he talked about who's going to give him some production this season. And your name was one that popped up, and, of course, your name was brought up too. But could you talk about sort of filling that spot left by, Nick last year?
I feel, a lot of pressure because he did a really good job last year, having like 1,600 yards. And it's just a big place to take, so especially on the defensive side of the ball with Peyton Rogers, me filling in his spot, that was another big role to fill. So I kind of just like, I'm just giving it my all and trying to fill in my best, but that's all I can do, really.
Well, good, and it sounds like things are going well for you guys. I'll pass the mic over to, it's Brendan, right?
Yep.
Okay. I remember you from last season running the football up the middle with a lot of force. I assume you do the same thing.
Same thing this year.
do you play defense?
No, not really.
Not really. Okay. What's that been like from this year? Going back to last year to this year.
Just the same thing. But I feel like me and Easton were a good duo together. Both two big running backs. So it's just one blocks for the other. The one runs behind him is just kind of a nice thing to do. Last year it was me blocking for Nick and he blocks for me. But I feel like just having two big brute forces makes it that much better.
Yeah, it just gives the defense more to plan about.
Yeah.
And when you watch film of Clinton, they also present some difficulties on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
You're both a really good football team.
Yep.
Could you talk to, don't give away your game plan,
but
what Clinton does really well to stop the run?
They have a lot of big people on the line. They fill gaps pretty well, so we've been planning for that all week. So just getting our line there right from the get-go instead of kind of slowly rolling into it. We need to come out hard this week and do our deeds.
What's it been like, playing at home, playing at Thompson Field, and, this is the last regular season game this season. Are you a senior this year?
Yeah, senior.
Senior. Last regular season home game.
Bittersweet.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good game. Two undefeated teams. There's going to be a lot of people there. The atmosphere is going to be really good. It's going to be a fun game to play in.
Yeah, you couldn't write a better script for this one. Talking to Brendan Akers, we'll let you two go. Easton
right.
Strowman, Brendan Akers, you have a bus to catch.
Yep.
I appreciate it. It's a half day,
you.
So timings are a little different.
Yep.
So good luck tonight, and thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Cannon. How's it been this season?
It's been pretty good.
Yeah? You know what? There's about five or six Marys on the team.
Yeah.
Exaggerate a little bit. You've done some work at quarterback, correct? And played a little safety.
Yeah. I have to learn all the positions so I can just be, if somebody gets hurt, I just go wherever.
Just a fill-in kind
of
guy? So with the quarterback spot, we'll stick to offense for a second.
Yep.
What's it been like, splitting some time with Arredondo? His first name is Anthony, right?
Yep.
What's that relationship like? I'm sure it's great.
Yeah, we have a great relationship. We, after every play and practice, we'll fist bump each other after everything, no matter what happened. And it's fun because it gives us a break from defense, too, when we switch, and it keeps offense going. We go really fast when we just switch on and off. That's what we like doing, just going fast.
Yeah, I think that's important to realize maybe people in the stands that don't, they'll go, hey, Cannon's running the offense just fine. Why'd you put Anthony in? Or vice versa.
Yeah.
It's a lot of it is, the game plan of you have to play both sides of the football. And, maybe on the defensive side, you're running around quite a bit more than on the offensive side.
Yeah.
So, what's it like in the backfield with a guy like Easton and Brendan running the football. Get out of the way.
Well, yeah, at the beginning of the year when I was I ran a little bit of our wing position, and I had to, like, block a little bit. And if you didn't move the guy, they'd run straight through you. They didn't even care. They just go. So when you're handing the ball off, you got to be fast getting back there, handing the ball off, and getting out of there so they just don't run you over.
Something that I think is underrated about your team is the defense. Can you talk about how you know or you've learned how to play safety based on what you've learned at quarterback? I think those two positions go hand in hand.
When I'm at safety and I see the routes coming to me, I can just, like, it's weird. Like, I know where my zone is, and I can just tell where the quarterback's going to go with it. And I like playing safety a lot because I can just fly around, just make plays.
And it seems like Coach trusts you to make the right decision.
Yeah.
Because you've been doing it for quite a while.
Yeah.
What's it like? You know, you're going to be in this atmosphere for, you know, one last time in the regular season with an undefeated team. Like, if you were writing a movie about high school football, I think you would be one of the stars in the movie along with, you know, your cast of characters with the Tigers.
It's going to be crazy. I'm really excited for tonight. Both 8-0 teams coming in, trying to win the league title. And, you know, the Hudson-Clinton rivalry that we got going on. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I just can't wait.
It's going to be a good one. Cannon Mary joining me, Cave on Campus, today. When you're, you know, playing a home game, you don't get a lot of them in the season. You know, you might get 5 some years, you might get 4. What's it like to, you know, come over to the sideline, and then I'm sure you peek up a little bit at the crowd, and you just notice the support from the community. You know, I know it's not just football, but what's the support been like for your team this year?
For the past 2 years, it's just been really nice seeing the stands packed almost every single Friday, even in away games. We got a really good fan base, and it's just really fun. Looking up in the stands, we're walking off, the stands are filled, and they're just really loud. It's really nice.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's a small town. Lenawee County High School football. I've been talking to the Hudson quarterback, one of two. Can't forget Anthony.
Yep.
Here on Cave on Campus, Cannon Mary. Cannon, I appreciate the time, and we look forward to the game tonight. Good luck.
Thank you.
Once again, that was Cannon Mary with the Hudson Tigers. Those three are captains on the football team, Cannon, Easton, and Brendan, joining me Cave on Campus today, being brought to you this morning by SMCSI and Hudson, Leo's Pallets, and Bork's Body Shop, along with Lenawee Community Mental Health, Suburban Chevrolet of Clinton, SLI Custom Signs and Apparel, bringing you this broadcast here this morning. So I'm out here in Hudson for another 45 minutes or so for Cave on Campus today. It's the last one of the season. Well, it's going great, Andrew. Cave on Campus today, being brought to you by SMCSI, Leo's Pallets, Bork's Body Shop, Lenawee Community Mental Health, Suburban Chevrolet of Clinton, SLI Custom Signs and Apparel, all bringing you this Cave on Campus program today. Joined by some more captains here, the Hudson Tiger football team. Going to start over to my left, number 10, trying to remember if there was a number 10 last year. That I remember. I don't remember your name.
I'm Ambrose Horwath. I'm a senior wide receiver.
Okay. Ambrose, that's right. Wide receivers in Hudson normally don't gel. But, you know, what's that been like this year talking to your coach? You know, he says, you know, like, we're good at – you're obviously good at everything, being 8-0 this season. But, you know, something he wants to do is throw the football – you know, when you get your opportunities, you know, when your number's called, what's that like in the huddle?
Man, it's great to be able to run and throw the ball as a team this year. I mean, the only reason that our passes are always there is because our run game brings it to us. That opens up the pass game. And I got to thank my quarterback over here. He puts it on me, and I go make a play on the ball. So,
so offensively, you play wide receiver. Do you play on the other side of the ball, too?
Yeah, mostly free safety.
Okay, so you're on the other side from Cannon, and you play safety, too?
Corner. Yep.
Corner? Okay. Yep. You know, just roaming through that secondary. does it benefit you playing wide receiver to play defensive back, or, you know, the other way around, like knowing what someone in your position would do type of thing?
Yeah, I like playing both ways just because it keeps me going. It keeps me fresh for offense, keeps me conditioned the whole game. So it's nice, especially being on a great defense with Coach Rogers. He coaches us real well, and it's just fun atmosphere to be out there with the defense side of the ball. So,
what's this, run you guys have been on? What's it been like for you personally to be in the spot for this team and what you've done not only last year but rolling into this year?
It's been the time of my life. I mean, going to Ford Field last year, obviously, I mean, it was the greatest experience I've ever had. And just to continue it this year with, I mean, obviously my best friends growing up, it's been a great ride. Hopefully keep it going tonight and the rest of the season.
When you guys watch film on Clinton, another really good team up there in Clinton.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of challenges do they present for you?
I mean, they're just strong on their whole offensive side. I mean, they got three great backs, and their offensive line is all strong. So we're going to have to do a great job containing pad level, containing the outside, and doing our jobs tonight.
All right, Ambrose, thank you. We're going to pass the mic over.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. Yeah, you're welcome. You're free to go if you want to go back to class, but if you want to stay, you'll stick around. Okay, I don't blame you. I got a number 60. That's a lineman number, young man. Can I get your name?
I'm Ty Morgan.
Ty Morgan. Okay. You're that position, offensive line, I'm assuming, we're at number 60.
Yeah.
You're the one paving lanes and pass protecting for these guys. What's this season and I guess the last couple been for you?
These last few seasons have just been something special. The working together with all my friends, and they're almost like family at this point, and just going and winning just feels nice.
From your offensive line spot, and you know, when I think of your opponent tonight, they present some challenges. They got a couple big guys themselves on that offensive and defensive front. Are you feeling up to that challenge tonight?
Hopefully, as long as we just play with heart and pad level, we can do it.
Get low.
Yes.
Stay low. I like it. Do you play defensive line as well, or just stick to offense?
I do play defensive line. I play defensive end.
Okay. Do you get any time off? You get some snaps off here and there?
Every so often I will get a few snaps off. But.
All right. Do you have a personal preference, offense or defense?
I enjoy offense. I've been offense mainly for most of my life, and it feels special to me.
Yeah, especially on an offense that, you know, can throw the ball if you want to, but an offense that runs the ball has to be a lot of fun for you. You know, run blocking is a lot more fun than pass blocking. No offense, Ambrose. But, what's this experience like to end the season? You know, it's like I was talking to Cannon earlier. It's like a high school football movie being written tonight at Thompson Field, two undefeated rivals. If you win, you win the league. If you lose, you're 8-1, don't win the league, but you're still a pretty good football team. Have you had a chance to really think about that and put that in perspective?
I haven't really thought of that much. I've just been thinking about how we could win the next game.
I like it. That's a good answer. Simple answer. Talking to Ty Morgan here, Cave on Campus today. We're going to pass it over now to Anthony Arredondo. Talk to your quarterback mate, Cannon, a little bit earlier. You guys have a unique relationship in that quarterback room, don't you?
Yes, we do. It's really nice being able to rotate back and forth. We can both do what we need to do. We know our jobs. It's a pretty good relationship that we have. I like it.
So, you know, with a smaller school and a smaller team for 11 player, you do have to find some time to, you know, take a couple of snaps off. Does that just give you a unique opportunity at quarterback where, you know you're going to get some time, but, you know, it's not you the whole game, you have each other's back kind of thing?
Yeah, it's nice, like, coming to a sideline after your play, being able to get that one snap break and watch film, see what's happening on the field. Yeah, you just get a chance to just see what's happening, and it makes you better as the game goes on. So I like it.
What's it been like running this type of offense? I know, I guess, the air quote stereotype for you is you're the passing quarterback. You can run it as well. So what's it like facilitating this offense with these two guys next to you?
Oh, it's great. I mean, when we get a chance to throw the ball, it's nice having Bros down there. Just go down the field to him. I know I'll catch it when I throw it to him. You know, it's just leave it up to what Beal calls, and he always calls the right play. You go with him, and it works.
You know who's in the room, don't you? You got that quarterback eye. Coach Beal right behind him. Could you, put it in perspective for you? I mean, I guess I'm painting a picture of the high school football movie here tonight with just all of the storylines for today. I know that's not, the end-all, be-all. Both teams, Clinton and Hudson, will have a postseason, and I think you both do really well. Could you put that in perspective, sort of, yes, this game is really important, but there are other goals here for this team?
Yeah, I definitely think this game means a lot to all of us, but, I mean, like, get the job done tonight, and then postseason comes up, and it's just the next game. Get ready for whatever they bring to us. So,
what's it like playing for these Hudson fans who just love your teams so much?
Yeah, the atmosphere is beautiful. Everyone wants to come watch us play, and it gives us motivation to do everything that we can for them and just give it all back to them.
Fantastic. I've been talking to Ambrose Horwath. Is that how you say it? Yep. I got it right? Okay. Ty Morgan and Anthony Arredondo, all captains here for the Hudson Tiger football team. They're taking on Clinton tonight at 7. That's our Cave Game of the Week. Thank all three of you so much. And I get back to class. I heard it's a half day. So hang in, and we'll see you tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There you have it. I've had a chance to talk to now 6 Hudson Tiger football players. They will take on Clinton tonight in our Cave Game of the Week.